One of the best networks you could probably get on, the iHeartRadio network. Yes, indeed. Let me give a cheer and a mighty hand clap, I should say. And normally in the morning, we normally give some crow, right? Why not? And we'll throw in a little laughter while we're at it too. Anyway, friends, it's with great honor and privilege again at an undisclosed location. Your friend, my best friend, Annie. Hi, Annie. Welcome again to the special edition of the Morning Brew Christian Podcast.
Hello. I'm glad to be back.
I'll tell you, you have got a great fan base, and everybody always asks me, I always get emails, and I get questions, and, you know, hey, where's Annie at CA? It ain't right with just you on as much as you've been on when we could have Annie on here. And I agree. I'm not going to complain.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, we've got a great coffee and conversation show lined up today, Annie. We really do. And if a lot of our friends and a lot of our fans out there had seen what we had as far as doing our little monologue, we were talking about joy. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that is what's missing a lot in America is the joy and the things that God wants us to enjoy, you know, the finer things of life. I remember one time, thinking back, I remember one time a guy was telling me, he said, you know, I'm never going to be happy. I said, why is that? He goes, well, just simply because I just hate the world. Well, if you get to a point to where you hate the world, then there's definitely some kind of a problem there because God wants you to enjoy your life.
Absolutely.
You know, it's just so important to enjoy it. And even in your profession, in your business that you do, which we really ain't going to disclose any of that, you see a lot of different things, a lot of different situations, different things. And of course, with the holiday season coming around, a lot of people are going through depression, and they have been going through depression with COVID-19. And I think that's how come me and you were talking about, you know, wearing the mask, how important it is to wear a mask and have the covering and everything to kind of protect you and all that, right?
Yes, yes.
Yeah. You know, I was asking you earlier off the air and everything, we were doing the monologue. Sometimes if you have a mask on, okay, and you're breathing, kind of work out doing, you know, in production work, of course. And sometimes you get a little sleepy, but yet you know, and I got a tendency, I got to be honest and tell everybody on the air that sometimes I'll have my mouth open, believe it or not. It's amazing. I don't catch a fly. I'm like a Venus flytrap, you know.
Mm-hmm. But you got a mask on, though.
I've got a mask on, and I hope I don't get a gnat in there. Now, I did get a gnat in a mask one time, and it took a bite out of me. It must have been attracted to my face or something.
Uh-huh.
All I know is I had a big old whelp when mask first came out, you know.
Uh-huh, yep.
Kind of a crazy deal if you catch my drift. But when you have the mask on, it's got those air gaps, right, where it just kind of makes it easier to breathe. In other words, when I'm blowing, you know, because I know we're intaking oxygen, but yeah, we're blowing out the carbon monoxide and I guess...
carbon dioxide.
Yeah, I'm sorry, carbon dioxide. See, that's what happens when you guys got your own air personality CA here trying to figure out these wonderful words. Those of the people that knew me knew I wasn't very good at English, by the way. That's kind of where I am right now, you know. Sorry, folks. But I guess it just evaporates and you come back in and you're taking the oxygen in. I guess it's kind of a filter, right? Just like a filter protector, probably.
Yeah, it helps to keep the virus from going into your nose and mouth. Mm-hmm. So it's important to wear it. And there's even more protection when it's the other way around. When if you had COVID and you did not know it, mm-hmm. it's really important to have a mask to keep it from spreading to others.
Yeah.
So that's, you know, one of those things where you're protecting other people by mm-hmm. complying with wearing a mask in
yeah.
public.
Right. You know, I'm very excited. You also gave me an invite to come over there and help you hang your Christmas tree. Now, I don't do it like the Griswolds, okay? I've done a real one. Mom and Dad used to have a real one, and then they went to artificial and stuff like that. Now, my mom, who listens sometimes to the network, she has a skinny one, so it's real easy. It only takes two or three to kind of put it together. So I haven't had a chance to actually look at your Christmas tree yet. is it a three topper or two topper?
I think it's I don't know.
Do I have to be mechanically inclined to put it together?
Yeah, no, it's like three pieces, and it's a thin one. So.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah. I guess thin's popular nowadays, isn't it?
Yeah, when you don't have a lot of room for
sure
a Griswold Christmas tree, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can tell you some funny stories, and I may share one. In fact, I probably will hear a little while during our talk, our coffee and conversation, about what Christmas is like with the Hall family. A couple of things that we do, and you can even share what Christmas is like. Now, I know a lot of you listeners are like, well, CA, like I was talking about on the monologue, CA, it's not even Halloween yet. Right. But our purpose is, me and Annie, is just to share. Y'all get to know Annie a little bit on the air. She's going to be helping me out from time to time. And y'all already know about me. You know, I've been on the air for 2 years. But knowing Annie and knowing, you know, getting a lot of her advice, too, is from, and there's nothing wrong with getting a woman's perspective. And we won't go deep into your personal life. I sure don't want to do that. But she does have some wonderful kids. She really does. And that would be Nicole and Ryan and Faith and her wonderful, lovely parents, too, as well. Mm-hmm. But, you know, me and you both know, and we go back to Christmas, and I'm just kind of mentioning this because we know Thanksgiving's coming around. As you well know, and I well know, I was a little disappointed when I came up breaking news on my phone, and it said, oh, by the way, you know, we're not going to have a Charlie Brown Halloween or Charlie Brown Thanksgiving or Charlie Brown Christmas.
Christmas, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, all of those.
Yeah. I used to like it when the little dirty boy used to twirl around and... You know,
and what was his name? I can't remember.
I don't know, but it's almost like you wanted to give him a stick of deodorant and have him kind of, or maybe give him a shower, get him a bath. Yeah, he, you know, say, here, go jump in my pool or something. By the way, Andy has a really nice pool, guys, I got to tell you. She really does. And a nice hot tub. I've seen that as well.
Yeah, yeah. Pool's a little cold right now, though.
I
wouldn't recommend swimming in it.
Oh, I agree. You know, up in the northern area of the undisclosed location, we're up north today. Traveling on our podcast show today on a Sunday. And, you know, like I said with Annie, she shared a lot with you guys, and we're going to continue as we continue to get to have coffee and conversation. Annie, you know, we were talking about, and I know I'm bringing this up kind of early and everything, but we're talking about, let's talk about Thanksgiving traditions. I know we're going to be kind of busy and stuff like that as things coming up, I should say. And you were talking about, what is it, the turkey trot?
Yeah, that I don't think that's going to be happening this year. But every year, a lot of my family runs in the Denton Turkey Trot, and I volunteer up there with my, well, I won't say where I work, but with where I work.
Now I got to tell you something. CA ain't a runner, but I can try to run. Yeah, I could probably walk.
I'm not either.
But you know, I'll be catching my breath. Now, when I was younger, I could really run. But since I'm a young timer now, it kind of changes a little bit. It don't mean I'm boring, though. But it means that I'm not, you know, still got a spring in my step, I guess you could say. But I'm still kind of, you know, running-wise, I don't know. But you do have some healthy children that looks like they do a lot of running. And
they do.
Your friends and stuff like that. I know it's going to be unusual. You know, I was even thinking about the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. They said that Santa Claus isn't even going to be arriving at Macy's this year. First time in 149th year of tradition.
Wow, that's really sad.
Yeah, and you know what else I heard? I heard Santa Claus, when he goes and visits the kids at the mall, that there's several malls and they got to make decisions. And what they're going to do is they're going to have Santa behind this plexiglass so the kids ain't going to be able to sit on his lap.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you know, I'm not really sure a mask would work well for Santa Claus with that
big, bushy beard.
Huge, old, bushy beard, yeah. Hard to say.
Oh.
I don't know.
Well, Mrs. Claus, you may have to trim his beard, okay? She may have to. But, yeah, you know, I kind of think... So, a lot of people ask me, okay, well, what is the Hall Thanksgiving tradition like? Well, as most of you well know, and as Annie knows, I'll start off with mine first, and I'll let you have the floor. But the Thanksgiving for the Halls is usually what it is we try to get everybody together. Of course, my nephew Caleb, who's a big listener, him and his lovely wife Abby, they just got married, you know, officiated in their wedding not too long ago, so he's a newlywed. Then we got my niece Caitlin and her husband. So we got different people going different directions, as well as with you two, I'm sure. And but Thanksgiving, what my mom usually does is try to have a little gathering, and then what we do is we have what's called the well, let me just say this, Jeff, if you're listening, shh, you can't have the lemon pie, okay? Don't tell mom now. She'll make it, and then you'll take off with it. Jeff's like the little bandit when he takes... I'm sure my brother walks off with the whole lemon pie.
But back to Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah, yeah, back to Thanksgiving. So Thanksgiving, anyway, with Thanksgiving, you know, we just have a great time gathering, and then they go, everybody goes, does their thing. Now, back then, we used to go see a movie in the movie theaters. It's sad. I drive down, and I see skeleton cars, you know, maybe 2-3 cars that are there. I don't know who watches what. And I'm seeing things close down, and I'm thinking, wow, it just seems like we're living in an apocalyptic, you know.
Apocalyptic?
Yeah.
Times. Yeah.
It's scary. And, you know, the Bible talks about Jesus, you know, they talk about the plagues. And, but, you know, someone had asked me the other day at work, they said, hey, is mask going to be the new norm? I said, probably for a good while. But deep down inside, as a parent, as good as me and you are with our kids, you still want to hold them and give them a hug and, you know, and it's weird, you know, and then, you know, you think of your parents, my parents, you know, they're both senior citizens. And we both have a compassion for our senior citizen people and everything, you know, and our families. And,
you know, I think kind of with these holiday traditions, though, we're going to have to figure out what a new norm is, or at least, you know, hopefully it's temporary, but I don't think we know. Mm. But keep the old traditions where we can and mm-hmm. work around it, because keeping those traditions is important for everybody, keeping the closeness of our family. It's really important during the holidays.
Oh, yeah, I agree. And we have the Hall of Lights ceremony thing that my dad and everybody gets together and does, and it's kind of funny in a way. It's like the Griswolds. In my family, it was like the Griswolds. Now, my dad would laugh and everything, but we took trips and stuff like that, and it was always like the Griswolds. We had such a great time. Even yours truly, being the older brother, I was a little smaller of the three of us. I'd be sitting in the middle of this 1978 Plymouth Villari station wagon.
Gosh.
With the wood panel, remember?
Uh-huh, yep.
Holy cow. My dad always had an issue with that. You know why? And no offense against Chrysler, but it would pull to the left, and it pulled to the right, and pull to the left, pull to the right. So Dad would be taking us on a trip, and it would just be going one way or another, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And so anyway, you know, Thanksgiving was just kind of, we have the tradition to where, you know, we do our Christmas ceremony and everything. It's like a house lighting deal. But those were good times. So share with me, before I play a song, a Christmas song that I want to play for you, share with me what it's like with you guys on Thanksgiving. What's your tradition? I know we were talking about the running.
Yep.
And you do a brunch, don't you, or something like that?
Yeah, so turkey trot is early, and in the meantime, the Macy's Parade is recording, so we can watch that later. Mm-hmm. But after the turkey trot's over, I rush home and turn on the oven for the quiches I made. Mm. So I get up at 5 that morning, around 4:30 or 5, and make about 5 or 6 quiches, mm-hmm. different varieties. So I'll have one that's like Swiss and spinach, or ham and cheese, or so forth, you know, whatever everybody likes. Mm-hmm. So those cook for about an hour or so, and then everybody comes over, and somebody will bring fruit, somebody will bring some sort of rolls, different things to go with the quiche, mm-hmm. and we'll have a Thanksgiving brunch. And then for Thanksgiving dinner, we go to either my daughter's house or over, I think last year, went over to my mom and dad's for the Thanksgiving dinner, and that's Thanksgiving.
Well, that's nice. You know, I actually like that. I think that's a great idea, you know, just getting together with family and having all kinds of fun things. You know, gosh, you may wind up getting me fattened up. I may wind up having to take Santa Claus's spot or something. You know what I mean?
There you go.
The spinach and everything really sounds good. Well, you know what, friends, what I'm going to do right now is I am going to play this song for Annie, In All Fairity, and it's a great one by Perry Cuomo. Mm-hmm.
listening once again.
With candy canes and silver lanes aglow, it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Toys in every store. But the prettiest sight to see is the holly that will be on your own front door. A pair of hop-along boots and a pistol that chooses the wish of Barney and Ben.
Dolls that'll talk and we'll go for a walk is the hope for Janice and Jen. And Mom and Dad can hardly wait for school to start again. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Everywhere you go.
Now there's a tree in the Grand Hotel.
One in the park as well.
The sturdy kind that doesn't mind the snow.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Soon the bells will start.
And the thing that will make them ring
is the carol that you sing right within your
an epistle that shoots
is the wish of Barney and Ben.
Dolls that'll talk and we'll go for a walk
is the hope for Janice and Jen.
And Mom and Dad can hardly wait for school to start again. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Soon the bells will start. And the thing that will make them ring is the carol that you sing right within.
There is nothing better than listening to a Perry Cuomo Christmas, which we'll be playing from time to time, guys, on the Morning Brew Christian podcast show. I want to take a little time out, Andy, before I forget. If you ever have any questions, comments, suggestions, friends, you can always email me or Annie, and just I'll direct it to Annie. Feel free. Morningsbrew@gmail.com. Again, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Also, all you guys out there that know both of us, if you would, and all across the whole entire world, if you would do me a favor and like me on my Facebook page, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast, we would greatly appreciate that. We really would. A lot of it is social media. A lot of people, you know, they go through searches and they go through social media and they look in there and they're like, man, is this a coffee show? And I'm like, well, it's more than just a coffee show. It's coffee conversations and a little mix of everything. And before a close of our podcast here in a while, Annie, I've got a Christian song that we're going to play and everything. Now we're going to switch gears just a tad bit. You know, we all go through battles in life and everything. And you know friends like I do and family that have been through battles. And I know your situations. You know my situations. We discuss, which we're keeping confidential, friends. We just need to. Isn't it amazing when sometimes you don't think God can take a situation, right? And you're going through this disastrous situation, right? And he's taking it, and it may take a little time because God's never in any kind of a hurry. I mean, it could take, for a prayer to be answered, it could take 60 seconds, or it could take 30 years. Have you ever had a prayer that you prayed for, and then 30 years down the road, you're like, oh, I remember that. That thought just kind of injects in your mind, and you're thinking, oh, I prayed for that 30 years ago.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. And you know, when you think about that, and the journeys you've been on and the journeys I've been on, and I've shared my journeys with my podcast listeners and the iHeartRadio family. But through it all, God is good, and he can take bad situations and he can make them good. And people that are hurting, people that are in need, people that are, whether it's COVID-19 or loss of a loved one through COVID-19, or something happened, sadly, to some individuals, or depression, people that are depressed this time of the year, because financially they're struggling, you know, bills are piling up, and they're going through eviction. My heart just bleeds for these people that are going through evictions, and people that are kind and can try to help as much as they can, but they won't get evicted out. It's pretty scary times we're living in, isn't it?
It is. It's scary times, absolutely.
It is, and we just give it all to God. Well, there's a song I want to play before me and Annie close out in prayer. And we just wanted to do a little fun deal here with you guys. There is a song I want to play. I don't know if you've heard this. It's a great song. And it's a song when we're going through worship time. And I didn't get a chance to do Sunday morning praise. But when we're going through a worship time with God and we just need Him and we just focus our eyes on Him and we're praying for our needs and what He can do, this is going out to people like me and you and family members and people that are going through a lot all across the world. Because you know what, Annie? Everybody has a problem, don't they? Everybody.
We all do.
Yeah, we all have a problem. Friends, the Gateway Worship Team sings a song, and you might have heard this, Annie. If not, you can just, you'll enjoy this. It's called Linger. And you're just lingering with God, and you're telling Him the situation, and He's, enjoy.
Open my heart.
Amen. And you know what? If you just linger for a moment, my dwelling place where I can... I mean, I don't know all the words, Annie. I'm probably horrible. But it's just your dwelling place, your soul, that you can talk to God in times of depression, in times of need, in times of when you're at a very low level in your life. I want to give you guys, and I just felt it upon my heart as God was speaking to me. It's a toll-free 1-800 number. You need help, you call this number. I'm going to give it to you two times. Are you ready? 1-800-273-8255. Again, 1-800-273-8255. Or instantly get in touch with me or Annie. We can pray for you guys. Email me, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Again, morningsbrew@gmail.com. We are both here for you. We are going to pray with you guys. Listen, COVID has messed everybody's life up. There are a lot of people that are down. There's a lot of people that just want to just hang up the hat. Listen, you're too valuable for God. He loves you. He needs you. You need to be the ambassador. You need to be the lighthouse to reach others out there to Jesus Christ. I can't stress enough how important it is. Annie, would you like to say anything in closing before we get ready to do a closeout prayer?
I just want to say something to you. Thank you for having me on your show. This has been such a blessing for me, and I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you, sweetie. I appreciate that, too. It's always great to have you, and we welcome you, as always. You are a very special part of the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show on iHeartRadio, and if Jeremiah, who's a big listener of mine, too, as well, we'll have you on our show, too, EternityReadyRadio.com. I encourage you guys, if you have the Android app, to please download that for free. Now, Annie, it's always a blessing to have you. It really is. And you know what? We're going to be sharing more and more and more. And I've had people say, when are you going to have her on? When are you going to have her on? Well, we'll have her on as often as can be and everything. So she'll be on back. You'll be back on again soon and everything. But I just want everybody to know that we care about you and we love you. And we're children of God. We are all are. We are the family of God. And if anything, those numbers I gave you, those two numbers I gave you. Again, I want to shoot those out to you one more time. If you're in desperate need right now, now's the time to really give it to God, to take it to God. But right now, that toll-free 1-800 number, again, I'm going to read it to you two times. 1-800-273-8255, 1-800-273-8255. People that are going through low times, people that need help. If me and Annie can even pray for you guys, we are here. Because 'tis the season. This is a time that a lot of people are low. I know people that I work with that are low, that are down right now, and that God loves you and He cares about you. And you are valuable to God, and you are valuable to people like me and Annie, your brothers and sisters in Christ. So we're going to come united in prayer. We're going to tip off the hat, and we're going to go saddle up. We're going to leave. Well, I'm not at Faith Studio 1. I'm at Annie Studio 2, I guess we should call it, right? You think?
Yeah.
So we're going to come together united in prayer. We love you guys. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for so much for letting me come to Annie Studio 2 to do a podcast with her today on iHeartRadio. We love you, Jesus. We thank you for everything that you do in our life. There isn't a day that we just cannot live without you. And I felt the need to give that number out. I felt you were speaking to me and telling me to give that out to people that are down and out. And let them linger. Let them just fill their cup up when they're low. And let them know that there's hope and hope through you. And if me or Annie could be any help or any of my minister friends out there, we can reach out to you guys. God, just let them have a good Sunday. Keep everybody safe. Protect us from COVID-19. Be with the people that are infected. Touch them and heal them. The ones that have lost loved ones, touch, heal them too as well. Let them know there's still life to go on, not to give up. Hang in there. Be tough. You're with them all the way. And God, I just pray you be with the ones that are hurting, the ones that are sick, the ones that, you know, we got the flu season coming up. Uncertainty, but we know one thing, that you have the end game. You know exactly what's going to happen. For we love you, in Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
And me and Andy's going to say this together. We know the sun rises on the other side. What are we going to do? We're going to enjoy what?
L-I-F-E,
explanation point, dot. That means life, guys. You got to go out and love it and enjoy it, right? Have a great day. We'll talk to you soon. Bye for now.